Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, I'm talking with Perry Gittison about an exciting improvement coming to Odell Park, a brand new addition planned for the North End.
Yeah, my name is Perry Gittison, and I live here in Odell. I got involved in the park project. I'm on the village board, and I'm also on the Odell Community Foundation. And we've kind of been talking back and forth about, you know, doing something in the park, and so that's how I got involved with it.
Perry gives us an overview of the new addition being planned for Odell Park and what visitors can expect from the project.
Well, right now, nothing's etched in concrete, of course, but we're looking probably at a 26 by 48 building, and part of that will have like a porch kind of shelter, open walls with a roof on the front end of the building, and in the back part of the building will be like a kitchen and a little bit of seating, you know, indoor seating in there, but primarily just a kitchen. We'll have some serving windows, kind of like a concession stand. So if like a picnic's going on, they can put stuff there and don't have to come in and out of the building and stuff. So that's kind of what we're looking at. We'll probably have some restrooms there and a storm shelter.
He talks about what sparked the idea for the expansion.
Well, primarily the village. This is going to be a village building. It's going to be in the Odell Park. But what we were looking at is the possibility of redoing our restrooms. They're kind of old and outdated, and we wanted to make them better. And so we also talked about doing a storm shelter. We have a small camper pad just across the alley from where this building is going to go. And we thought it'd be nice to have a storm shelter available for people traveling in the summer. And so we got to kind of talking about that as well. Why don't we look at maybe doing the possibility of a building and do it all as one project? So that's kind of how we got the idea for the expansion.
Perry highlights some of the features and amenities it planned for the addition.
Well, I mentioned the restrooms and stuff. The restrooms, well, and all of this will be handicap accessible. The restrooms will have showers in them, one in each restroom. You know, for people that's like in the campers and maybe would like to, you know, get out of their camper and in the enclosed space and have a bigger area for a restroom. And we're looking at the kitchen, you know, probably having just circuits for like roasters and crock pots and stuff like that. We probably won't have a big stove or anything in there, but possibly a refrigerator, probably a double sink for washing stuff up and that. So that's kind of what the features and the amenities are going to be, basically.
He also shares where the new addition will be planned within the park.
It's actually going to be like on the northeast corner of the park itself. We don't have the exact layout. You know, we haven't, you know, put flags out or anything like that yet. But we'll probably have build an additional sidewalk that'll run to the street on the north side of the park. So yeah, I guess primarily we can just say like the northeast corner of the park.
Perry talks about what the construction timeline looks like.
Well, we don't have a set timeline yet. You know, we're looking into some like grants and stuff like that. And most of those windows have closed for 2025. So we're looking at having to do some stuff, get started on the funding with 2026. We do have some funding, but we'll probably try to get started, I would think, this spring. We're going to have to do some concrete work and various things like that. But I would like, I guess personally, to see if we can't get it completed by fall of 2026. That's probably about the earliest that we could realistically, you know, get it done, you know, unless things would fall out. But we have a local contractor who's kind of helping us with it, and, you know, he's got other obligations as well. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, what works time-wise for him. So hopefully we'll get started this spring and hopefully get done in the fall, but no guarantees.
There's also a simple, straightforward option for making donations.
The easiest would be just to do the Odell Community Foundation. That's Post Office Box 185 here in Odell, 68415. Now, the foundation is a 503, so, you know, if somebody would be looking for like a tax write-off donation, we can do that with the foundation. They might just need, if they send like an envelope or something, they might need to let us know that, and then we can do like whatever paperwork and stuff like that needs to be done. But that would be the easiest, I believe.
A big thank you to Perry Gittison for his insights and for walking us through the vision for the new addition at Odell Park. We are excited to see how this project develops and the impact it will have on the community. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. Thank you for listening. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.